first word never happens, just so you know. Okay, anyway, I need Carter's help, and I got a story to tell. Recently, I got a message, and if any of you were here last year...
Yeah.
Okay, last year there was a subgenius named Jimbo DeLimbo, who was here, who currently can't be with us because he's in an undisclosed location in a country you might have heard of called Iraq. And he basically got in touch with me and said that he wanted something read. And I read it over and realized that I couldn't do it because I don't have a penis. It sort of requires a penis, and since Carter, I believe, has a penis.
Two!
I think that he can handle this for me. So what Carter will be reading is a message to everyone in the room from Jimbo DeLimbo, who is currently at an undisclosed location somewhere in Iraq.
So this is Jimbo's epistle to the Baltimoreans. Friends, we live in times of great distress. War and rumors of war, economic and ecological disasters, and lack of predictable saucer landings are all prominent on this densely populated, slowly orbiting turd. All good signs that if J.R. Bob Dobbs wasn't exactly right, he was at least on the mark enough to put Stang's money where his mouth is. But where does that leave us, the allegedly loyal followers by? Warning, the following sentence is potential anti-slack, should not be read, viewed, or listened to before engaging apathy screen. It is increasingly obvious as we near X Day 11 that we have made a grave miscalculation in relying on the saucers. Brethren and sistren, we must look to the long-term survival of our superficially irreverent but increasingly all too relevant faith. I'm going to read that again. We must look to the long-term survival of our superficially irreverent but increasingly all too relevant faith. We must be like those plucky Irish monks of the Dark Ages, clinging to damp, rocky outcroppings amidst the frigid and turbulent waters of the North Sea, feverishly hoarding their gilded and illuminated manuscripts and saintly relics from the barbarian hordes. We must prepare for the long haul, living amongst the pinks indefinitely, while certainly distasteful and at times excruciating, is really not as bad as all that. Wait. Maintaining your commitment to abnormality is the tough part. Even though it is just a state of mind, remember, you are not a cubicle drone. You are a one-man office supply liberation front. And I'm sure it means that in a non-gender-specific fashion. You're not an artist, you're an abstract propagandist inflicting your perverted worldview on an unsuspecting audience every time you pull a lever in the Khan's omniscient worldwide lobotomy machine. You stick some used gum in a cog, throw your wrapper on the floor. This sad little ball of dirt is currently in upheaval. I know I almost upheave every time I pay attention for too long. At least until the apocalypse. Stay tuned for the next Jimbo DeLimbo featurette, Tips and Tricks for Urban Guerrilla Warfare with Applications for the Coming Dark Ages. That was a missive from our dear Dr. Jimbo DeLimbo, currently doing unspeakable things in unspeakable places. Everybody, can I get a praise Bob? And a praise to